word.
请哥林多后书十三章七到十节，我们求神叫你们一件恶事都不做，这不是要显明我们是蒙悦纳的，是要你们行事端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。我们凡事不能抵挡真理，只能扶助真理，即使我们软弱，你们刚强，我们也欢喜，并且我们所求的就是你们做完全人。所以我不在你们那里的时候把这话写给你们，好叫我见你们的时候不用照主所给我的权柄严厉地待你们。这权柄原是为造就人，并不是为败坏人。 Now let's read together in English. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7 through 10. Now I pray to God that you do not do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable. Though we may seem disqualified, for we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth, for we are glad that we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. 大家请坐， please be seated. 求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。今天我们要分享的题目呢，非常的不容易讲。
Today's topic is very difficult to explain.
我相信任何一个讲这个题目的讲员自己心里面都会恐惧战惊。
Because everybody who preach on this topic will be fear and trembling.
因为这个题目叫做做完全人。
Because the title of this is to be perfect.
我想不用去问弟兄姊妹，也不用让大家举手，有哪一个人敢说自己是完全人？
Not dare to ask you to raise your hand, but who can say that you are perfect?
当然就更不用说站在讲台上讲道的传道人。
Not to say that we preachers.
作为传道人，我们应该自己首先更承认，我们实在是在主面前有好多好多亏欠的。
As a preacher, we should first admit publicly that we are not perfect.
我们中国人这个古话说啊，金无足赤，人无完人。
There's a old saying that no gold is pure, no man is perfect.
那圣经的明讲，我们每个人都是罪人。
The Bible teaches that all of us are sinners.
我们根本不可能靠我们自己的行为称义，称义的意思就被神算为是对的，跟神的关系是好的。
We cannot be justified by our work. To be justified meaning to be declared righteous in front of God.
使徒保罗在今天这段的经文第九节当中呢，却在圣灵的启示下说，我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
But today verse 9 says Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit said our prayer is for your perfection.
大家注意哈，我们中国人还有一句老话讲叫什么呢，叫做我们对人不要去求全责备。
And then there's an old Chinese saying that don't seek perfection towards others.
那么呢，还有一句中国人的这个古话，我想大家也听过，叫水至清则无鱼。
That's also Chinese saying, if the water is clear, there is no fish.
后半句能接得下来吧？这个英文堂弟兄姊妹对他们有点考验，有点难度啊。
The latter half of this Chinese saying.
人至察则无徒。
If a person is too careful, there will be no followers.
这是中国古代的这个哲言啊，非常有人生哲理的这样的话。
This is old Chinese saying full of philosophical meaning.
那么好了，既然我们知道大家都是罪人，没有一个是完全人。
You know that all of us are sinners, none of us are perfect.
那保罗在这里说，我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
And what does Paul mean when he said that he prayed that all of us will be perfect?
是不是保罗在这里求全责备？
Is it Paul is trying to dodge something?
是不是他在提一个过高的根本就不切实际的一个要求？
You see, really, trying to achieve something is unachievable.
啊，首先呢，大家要注意，保罗这样讲是有圣经根据的。
But let's notice that Paul was based on the Bible.
我们讲每一句话，你都要有圣经的根据才可以。
Every word we utter should be based on the Bible.
那么，使徒保罗当然他们讲这个神通过他们来传递新约。
And Paul was a messenger of God's message in the New Testament.
但是保罗使徒们也清楚讲，我们所传的乃是从主领受的。
And also the Apostle Paul said that I received this message from the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，主耶稣在福音书马太福音当中怎么讲？说你们要三福的弟兄姊妹来说，你们要完全。
And Book of Matthew said that you should be perfect.
像你们的天父。完全一样。
Just like your Father, Heavenly Father is perfect.
既然主耶稣就明明的有这样一个要求，你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
And then Jesus Christ already said that you should be perfect as your Heavenly Father.
那保罗在这里他说呢，说我们所求是你们要做完全人，这个没有偏离圣经的这样一个要求。
So when Paul said you should be perfect, he is doing it according to the Bible.
那关键呢，我们呢是要看一看完全这个词的这个定义。
So let us figure out what does it mean to be perfect.
首先呢，给大家来看一下，在这里呢，我们特别看一个英文的版本，也就我们说英文钦定本啊。
Here the King James Version.
啊，就是这个中文叫雅各王版本哈，这个圣经它这里的翻译跟其他的翻译，包括 New King James 有点不太一样。他说
The interpretation is actually different than all others, including the New King James Version.
啊，那我就念一下。And this also we wish, even your perfection. 这是他的这个英文的这个翻译。那么呢，我来给大家看一下啊，那这个词呢，在希腊文当中比较特别，叫 katartesis。
katartesis is in Greek.
就 perfection. 这个词啊，在这个新约当中，就是它的名词形式 katartesis。在抱歉，我现在要讲一下，一开始刚讲到哈，就讲一个稍微的深一点啊，稍微的难一点啊，稍微的显得枯燥一点，请弟兄姊妹多多包涵。
I'm going to just talk about something that is kind of dry and pretty technical.
这个
Stay with me for a while.
那我们讲到并不是总是成天去讲希腊文啊。
Of course, we are not teaching a lesson in Greek.
但这个地方呢，对于我们准确理解“完全”这个字非常重要。
But this is important for us to understand what it means by perfection.
所以呢，我请求大家啊，弟兄姊妹，这个地方呢，稍微我们认真听啊，我呢慢点讲。
So please pay attention, and I'll speak on this slowly.
那这个 katartesis 这个词实际上很特别的。
And this word katartesis is very peculiar.
就名词的形式只是出现过一次，就是这个地方。
And as a noun, it only appears here in the New Testament.
哥林多后书十三章。
This is a verse, Second Corinthians 13.
那然后呢，它的动词形式更有意思，在新约当中出现过多次。
But as a verb, this word appears many times in New Testament.
然后在英文里面呢，有各种不同的翻译。
And it is translated as different words in English.
然后它这个动词形式在中文，我们和合本圣经里面呢，更是翻译了多个不同的词。
And in the Chinese Union version, it's also translated in different words.
那我马上等一下列给大家看。如果要
the different version.
如果要是不告诉大家，像原文当中是同一个词，你从中文的翻译很难想到原来这是一个字。
If I don't tell you the original Greek, you do not understand or you do not know it's the same word.
好啊，那我们就来看一下。
And now we can take a look at that now.
那这个动词形式呢，你看就是很相似的 ，katartizo。
katartizo。
这是它的动词形式。好，第一次出现在马太福音四章二十一节。马太福音四章二十一节，我们知道耶稣呼召门徒来跟从他。
And here Jesus Christ was calling the first two brothers.
那个雅各、约翰他们是做什么的？打鱼的，对吧
？James and John were fishermen.
他们当时跟父亲正在船上捕网，打完鱼正在那里捕网。
And they were mending the net with their father Zebedee.
那么耶稣呢，就呼召他们，招呼他们。
Jesus Christ called them while they were mending.
啊，那你注意，这里翻译成是补，就补网这个补这个字，就是这个 catechesis。
So the word mending actually is in catechesis.
那么它的这个名词形式就是我们刚才看到的那个 perfection catechesis.
And this is a verb, and the noun was catechesis that we just talked about.
你看，能想到吗？这是补这个动词。
But this is a word mending.
好，那我们再来看路加福音六章四十节。
And then Luke 6:40.
那这里主耶稣讲学生不能高过先生。
He said the disciple is not above the teacher.
哎，凡学成了的不过和先生一样。
And, everyone is said is perfect, you're just like the teacher, the master.
哎，那这里呢有英文的版本呢还把它翻译成 perfect.
And then some translation in English also called, translated as perfect.
哎，可是中文和合本把它翻译成叫学成了，就是什么呢，就是这个complete study, finish the study, finish the schoolwork, 就这个意思。
Yeah, the Chinese is finished the full work.
哎，那它又是这个 catechesis.
And it's catechesis.
哎，那下面这个地方呢，这个更有意思。
And then it's all more meaningful in the following passages.
我们说在罗马书第九章
Romans 9:22.
啊，第二十二节
9:22.
这个地方的和合本的翻译说，倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容呢，可怒。和合本翻译是预备遭毁灭的器皿。
That if God willing to show his words and to his wrath to make him this power known, endure with much languishing and the voices of wrath fitted to.To the destruction, the fitted to it.
对，那我们大家注意看这个中文英文的这个翻译就意思很不一样。
And then the Chinese and the English is actually quite different meaning.
那我们讲到这个罗马书第九章的时候，我们也跟弟兄姊妹分享过，这个地方很重要。
And Romans 9:22 I have mentioned before is a very important meaning.
这个预备遭毁灭，预备这个词它确实是翻的错了。
And in fact, the word "预备" to prepare, to fit it, is actually translated wrong.
哎，很容易让人产生一些误解。
And then will lead to a lot of misunderstanding.
这好像神创世以先就预先预备，有个预先的意思嘛 ？Pre 这个希腊文应该有个字根叫 pre 啊，这个预先就定下来，这些人就是被毁灭的。
Looks like God predestined us to be destroyed in the beginning of creation.
但是实际上你看这个 catechesis 或 catechizo， 你看它明明没有这样一个 pre 预先的这个字根前缀在里面。
But you look at the original Greek, it doesn't have the predestination kind of idea.
那么所有其他的这个词出现在圣经当中的，没有一个有讲到说预先预备要做什么，没有这样一个意思。
So with all the other applications of catechesis, no predestination idea.
Yeah, 所以这个地方确实翻译成预备遭毁灭不合适。
So the Chinese translation to be predestined to be destroyed is wrong.
Yeah, 所以呢？英文像准确的翻译是适合 fitted for destruction.
Fitted, I inserted there.
哎，那么有些新的中文版本的圣经同样也是把它翻译成是适合遭毁灭的器皿。
So are some newer Chinese version and the translation.
好，那我们再看下面一个地方的翻译啊，加拉太书六章第一节。
And then let's take a look at Galatians 6:1.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他什么的挽回过来。
Brother, if a man has overtaken by fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a person.
哎，这个 restore, 英文呢又是一个词，中文也是一个新的，就翻译成挽回这个地方。
The Chinese 挽回 and the English restore are kind of different.
那么它的原文同样还是这个 catechesis。
It is also catechesis.
好，那我们再来往下看几处经文。
And let's also look at further in the New Testament passages.
哎，这个帖撒罗尼迦前书三章第十节。
First Thessalonians 3:10.
那这个地方呢，就让我们有想到马太福音第四章这个词在新约第一次出现那个补网那个补了。
And then this reminds us of Matthew 4:21 about mending.
我们昼夜切切祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。
Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Amen. 这个地方的它的这个英文的动词就是 perfect, make something 这个 perfect, 所以呢中文翻译成补满也是合适的。
So this Chinese and English are consistent.
那么同样跟这个类似的，在希伯来书十三章二十一节，在各样善事上，这个地方又翻译成叫什么？成全你们。
Hebrew 13:21 it says about make you perfect。
那实际上呢，这个原文当中就和刚才的那个 perfect 差不多。那么呢，中文翻译成成全，英文还是同样。
And this is consistent Chinese and English translation.
好啊，所以弟兄怎么就看到这个 Carter Tissot 很有意思啊，在圣经当中，中文有各种不同的这个翻译，英文呢也有一些不同的翻译。
There's so many translation in the English as well as the Chinese versions.
啊，那您知道在当时圣经这个年代呢
？During the time that the New Testament was written.
那时候呢，已经有外科医生。
And there were already surgeons.
那么这个外科医生呢，有时候他就要帮什么呢？帮别人接骨正骨。
And then this surgeon was to restore the fracture.
但这个接骨正骨不像现在说给你开个刀，然后什么给你里面钉个钉钢钉的，没有那个技术。
They don't have the modern technique of putting nails in your bones to mend it.
但比如说，哎呀，就一摔，这个不小心胳膊骨折了。
And then if you broke your bones by accident.
那怎么样呢？给他稍微的接一接，这个 fit 啊，感觉差不多，然后固定一下，用几根棍子固定一下，这样子，这个把骨头呢，让它自然愈合复原。
And they were just surgeons to put those broken pieces together to make sure it can recover.
哎，那这样一个让这种的这个 fracture 啊，让它能够 restore 这个词，实际上就是 Carter Tissot 就是 Carter Tissot.
So therefore, it was translated fracture restoration.
所以好弟兄姊妹们，当我们讲到说做完全人，实际上请弟兄姊妹就一定要我们在脑子当中有这样一个把它补好，把它恢复，让它复原，有这么一个意思在里面。
So that to be perfect, meaning to be restored to the original condition.
我们哪一个生命不是破碎不堪的？
Is there anyone of us who is don't have a broken life?
我们都是里面充满了罪孽过犯的人。
We are all filled with filth and sins.
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，我们都 fall short of God's glory.
Yeah, we all sin and come short of the glory of God.
好，所以使徒保罗在这个地方说，我们所求的要你们做完全人，就是有这样一个被重建恢复的这样意思在。
So the Apostle Paul said that we pray that you can be restored to be perfect.
这一部分。虽然是好像是艰深一点，但是很重要。我们分享完了，下面就回到这段经文当中。
So after we analyze those technical issues, we come back to the topic.
那我们看四个方面：使徒的计划、基督的临在、信仰的凭证，还有呢盼望的祷告。
So we can see the plans of the apostle, the presence of Christ, the proof of faith, and the prayer of hope.
我们一个一个来看。
Let's take a look at that individually.
首先。使徒保罗在这哥林多后书，这是最后一章，就讲到了他的计划。
And now we talk about the plans of the apostle in the last chapter of 2 Corinthians.
他说呢，我第三次要到你们当中去。
This is the third time I'm coming to you.
那么这个第三次就前面有第一次和第二次。
Therefore he meant that he had visited them twice already.
他第一次去来到哥林多是什么时候呢？实际上记载在使徒行传十八章第一节。
The first time he visited was recorded in Acts 18.
那么这个十八章第一节就是这事以后，保罗离了一个城市，然后就来到哥林多。
And that's the time that when Paul left another city, he went to Corinth.
那考考大家，保罗是离开了希腊的哪一个城市，然后就来到了希腊的这个城市哥林多呢
？Let me give you a quiz. What town did he leave to go to Corinth?
不用大声说，有人记得吗？一个希腊非常有名的城市，这个城市就叫，对，有人小声说雅典。
He left Athens.
保罗离了雅典来到哥林多。
And he left Athens for Corinth.
那么呢，在哥林多还碰到亚居拉、百基拉和他们一起来同工。
And he met Aquila and Priscilla in Corinth.
就是在哥林多建立教会。
And then he said, established the church in Corinth.
那为什么说离了雅典来到哥林多呢？
Why did he leave Athens for Corinth?
我们曾提到，大家注意，有人有这样一个解经，说
some people interpret it that way.
说保罗在雅典讲道的时候啊，保罗用这个高言大志。
And when Paul was preaching in Athens, he was using lofty languages.
哎，跟这个希腊雅典，因为大家知道雅典人是很喜欢什么哲学辩论的，对不对？
Because the Athenians were great rhetorists.
哎，所以保罗就跟他们伊比古卢派 Epicureans 啊，还有斯多亚派 Stoics 就跟他们在那开始辩论。
And Paul was discussing the philosophy with the Epicureans and the Stoics.
嗯，然后呢，这些雅典人一听，哦，这个人挺能讲，来到我们这雅略巴古来给我们讲讲啊。
And the Athenians want him to preach in the Areopagus.
哎，那么呢，保罗呢一到这里一演讲，哇，这个地方都是这个哲人啊，这个名士来演讲的地方，保罗当然就给他们讲高言大志。
So Paul, when he entered the Athenian agora, he know that this is the place of the philosophers.
啊，大家注意，我不是说这样的，是有人这么说啊。
It was just one of the interpretations.
然后呢，说保罗在雅典呢一讲到，结果讲失败了。
And then he thought that Paul failed in his preaching in Athens.
所以呢，保罗他就学了他的功课。
And then Paul has learned a lesson.
那么离了雅典，来到哥林多，哎，这个呢？就学乖了，怎么样呢？现在我在你们中间定义不知道别的啊，也不用高言大志了，就只讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架了。
So Paul learned a lesson. So when he came to Corinth, he would say that now I would not talk about any other philosophy but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，那我请问大家，这样一种的解经，说保罗在雅典啊没讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架啊，然后呢到了哥林多学了功课才开始讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架，这样一种解经对不对？
Do you think this kind of interpretation that Paul failed when he preached philosophy in Athens without talking about the crucified Christ and then now he wants to focus on crucified Christ, is it correct?
我真的不知道啊，有些这个解经家，当然很多解经的书是非常的好啊，给我们很多的帮助啊，有些神学家，但很多人，我圣经里明明讲的非常清楚的话，不知道他们怎么用自己的这种理性啊，用自己的这些高言大志把圣经全都给他 twist 了。
Well, I know that there are many good commentaries, but some of them are twisting the actual truth that was taught in the Bible.
保罗在雅典讲道的时候，那些听众明明说这个人在讲死里复活。
And then the people who listened to Paul in Athens actually was listening to his message on the resurrection.
保罗在雅略巴古的讲道，讲这个未时之神的这篇布道，是这个布道家所有传福音的都要好好学习的一篇伟大。
Act 19, that Paul, the preaching in Athens was actually a apologetics lesson we all should learn from.
啊，从他们的未时之神一直讲到他们要认罪悔改。
And from the topic of talking about the unknown God, finally to the need to repentance, to believe in a true God.
明明的一直讲到耶稣基督的十字架到死里复活。
He was preaching about the crucified Christ all through the Athenian preaching.
而且不像有些人说的说啊，他在这个雅典讲道没有果效啊，因为你讲哲学，然后没人信主。
It's not like that the people who said that he has failed the message that none of them believe in Christ when he was in Athens.
圣经明讲在雅典有人信主，包括雅略巴古的官。
And then the Bible teaches that many people came to Christ even in Athenian agora preaching.
所以讲到这个地方，有时候真的是心里很心痛，很遗憾。
And then when we see these kind of commentaries, I was saddened.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们教会今天的主题叫持守什么？
Today, our message of CCMC this year is what?
持守圣经。
Is to be persistent in the Bible.
让圣经做圣经。
To hold on to the Bible to be our authority.
千万不能够把人自己的一些理性啊这些的扭曲都加入到这个圣经里面去，这是非常危险的。
Do not twist the meaning of the Bible by our reasons.
啊，那么在这个地方，保罗他就讲了说。我现在第三次到你们中间来，那第一次呢？他是从雅典到哥林多。
So Paul said, "This is the third time I come, and the first time he came to Athens."
好，那么第二次圣经当中没有记载他是什么时候在哥林多有这样一个访问。
The second time that Paul visited Corinth was not recorded in the Bible.
那么呢，有些人的分析呢，我觉得是有道理，就是在哥林多后书第二节当中似乎是有提到。他第二次去探访他们的是一次比较痛苦的探访。
Some people said that it was mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 that he visited Corinth with a bad experience.
因为保罗在那个地方 零后二章第一节说啊，他说我自己定了主意，我再到你们那里去呢，必须大家没有忧愁。
And then the Second Corinthians chapter 2 said that Paul said, I decided to come to you and I do not want to worry you.
根据使徒行传第十八章，他在哥林多第一次建立教会和百加雅居拉同工呢，是一个很好的这样一个建造教会很喜乐的服事。
And the First Corinthians tells us he has a very good experience in the first visit to Corinth because he was helped by Aquila and Priscilla to establish the church.
所以很可能零后第二章第一节这个讲到必须大家没有忧愁，指的就是他第二次到哥林多去探访的时候是一次很痛苦的经历。
But this is basically in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 said I don't want to come the second time to make you sad.
这也是在这个后书当中反复的提到，因为教会当中有这些假先知假师傅出来，来制造很多的混乱攻击保罗。
The second Corinthian mentioned there were many false teachers and many false apostles that messed up the church in Corinth.
那么保罗在这个地方说到呢，现在我要第三次到你们中间去。
And now we said that Paul said that I'm visiting the third time.
哎，所以用我们中国人有句老话叫事不过三呐。
And then the Chinese saying that nothing will go beyond three times.
Yeah, 那第三次到你们中间，保罗他这个态度口气上是蛮严厉的，他说凭两三个人口做见证，句句都可定准。
I know that Paul was very serious in saying that this is the third time he is emphasizing his visit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，圣经很熟，这句话在旧约当中什么地方出现过啊？
Do you know what in what places the Old Testament also mentioned about third time?
是讲到这个律法，本着律法去审判的时候。
You talk about the law, when you judge people according to the law.
所以呢，保罗实际上是在说什么呢？你注意看，他说，我说再来必不宽容，他说我再来到你们当中，就要审判那些假师傅和犯罪的人。
And Paul was saying that I am coming now to judge the false teachers. I do not want to spare anybody.
所以这个第三次的访问就是一个很严肃的一个访问计划了。
So you know that the third visit of Paul to Corinth was a very solemn occasion.
那么在这样的一个计划当中，有一点非常关键的叫什么呢？叫做要有一颗敬畏的心。
So the key is to have a heart of fear.
今天有多少人真正对神有一颗敬畏的心？
Today, how many people come to God with a heart of fear?
当年的哥林多教会有多少人对神真正有一颗敬畏的心？
How many of the Corinthian believers have a heart of fear in front of God?
加拉太书六章第七节对我们有一个警告。
Galatians 6:7 warn us.
说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Be not deceived, God is not mocked.
人，对不起，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
For whatever a man sow, he shall reap.
今天很多人说信主。
Today many people say that they are Christians.
但是不怕神。
But they do not have a fear of God.
为所欲为，什么都敢做。
And they want to do everything.
那么今天教会非常的软弱。
And today the church is weak.
昨天还有弟兄姊妹和我分享到，聊到今天美国整个这个社会的一个堕落光景。
And some people were discussing the American society today.
真是为所欲为，可以说是无法无天，天父的天。
They do not have the fear of God. They just do everything individually according to their own will without regarding to Heavenly Father.
我们看到今天的美国这个社会现实，我给大家举两个例子。
I'll just give you two examples.
大家知道现在美国加州通过这个法案。
You know the California law today?
说这个小孩子小学啊，这么小啊，小孩子这个要变性啊，不能通知父母。大家看到这个法案吧。
You know the minor who is in elementary school, if you want to change his gender, you cannot tell his or her parents.
这个不单是说对我们基督徒来讲，这是根本违背圣经的教导，违我们的信仰啊，违背真理原则。
We Christians do not understand this kind of totally against nature law.
即使是社会上很多不信主的人，
In fact, this actually were recognized by many non-believers.
他们也讲说这根本就是违背了最基本的天理人伦，公序良俗。
This is actually against the human nature.
这个特斯拉和这个 SpaceX 的这个创始人叫 Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, founder Elon Musk.
我不认为他是一个基督徒，他应该不是一个基督徒。
He is not a Christian.
但是他看到加州定了这个法案，立刻就发这个推特说：“父母们，你们要小心啊！这个现在政府要把孩子从你们手里夺走啊！”
And he also put on his X platform said that because of this law, California is trying to take your kids away from you.
孩子的教育权是谁的？是父母的，对不对啊？
Whose responsibility to educate the kids? The kids or the parents or the school?
这是天理嘛。
The parents are supposed to be. This is a nature.
现在要把孩子从父母手中夺走。
But now you want to take the kids away from the parents.
所以你看，气的这个 Elon Musk， 他一个不信主人，他都知道这个，结果把他的那个什么特斯拉总部从加州搬到德州去了，对吧？大家知道这个事情吧
？Elon Musk has moved his headquarters of SpaceX to Texas from California.
这实在是受不了了。
He could not bear it anymore.
哎。现在我们还去讲这些的这个圣经教导，我就说我们现在就讲 common sense 就可以。
We just talk about common sense referring to the Bible. 嗯、
yeah, 所以我这个今年有去这个加拿大有几次的这个服饰啊，东岸啊，然后这个靠近西岸的这个平原几省。哎呀，这个牧者啊弟兄姊妹就跟我聊到现在加拿大的，说是现在我们都就是他们有一个这个新的年轻的这个保守党领袖啊，他就喊了个口号说 Make a common sense common again.
Today, I have visited Canada in East Coast, West Coast, and many of the pastors in Canada was telling me there's so much corruption in Canada. There's a conservative leader of Canada said that you should make common sense common again.
现在这个大选马上来到。
And the election year, this year.
大家不用紧张，我也不在，我今天不在这跟你讲说你去投谁的票。
And I will not talk about election here.
但我就跟大家说一点，你知道最近加州刚通过一个法律。
You know what the California law is? Just recently passed.
这个州政府啊，这个州议会通过说，各个地区的这个，因为它有的也是保守一点，尤其是加州南部这个东部啊，这地区政府这个投票的时候都不许。要求有 voter ID 就是选民身份证不许
All the districts in California if you ask for people's voter ID you are illegal
我请问大家呀，我们现在不用去跟你讲圣经真理原则了，不讲这些，我就问这个符合 common sense 吗？
Is it really common sense?
什么人来投票你可以随便投不许要求去查
Anybody who want to come and vote you cannot ask for verification of voter ID
我们教会华人教会我们有些弟兄姊妹是来自台湾。
And many of us come from Taiwan.
台湾这些年的这个整个的这个民主程序，当然我们不详细说，它也有高高低低啊，是不是？特别早年国会里面，对不对？都大家都是全武行啊，动手。
I will not talk about the Taiwanese politics.
但是有一点，就台湾这个大选投票啊，这个你真的不能不服。
But you have to really respect the Taiwan electoral system.
非常的清晰严格，一人一票，对不对？然后投完了好像还怎么做一个什么记号，然后整个的过程清晰透明，就它的可信度公正度非常的高。这个台湾弟兄姊妹你们都知道是不是这样子？
It's highly transparent and highly justifiable.
你今天你去投票，然后你都随便什么人都投啊，你根本就不可以去要求身份，你这不就是给这个作假舞弊大开方便之门嘛。
If you do just ignore the voter ID, you are actually encouraging fraud and the corruption.
好了，我就讲这么多。但是我的要讲的是，今天我们看到这个社会颠倒黑白，道德堕落沦丧，越来越黑暗。
To use this example, I'm not talking about election. I just want to talk about the corruption of the society.
那么好，那么今天社会堕落到一个地步。你知道原因在哪里吗？
You know the core reason why the society is so corrupt?
原因是为教会堕落了。
Because the church is first to blame.
教会世俗化。
And then the church has become so secularized.
教会软弱。
The church has become so weak.
那教会软弱堕落的原因大家知道在哪里吗？
What is the reason of the weakness of the church?
就是牧师软弱堕落世俗化了。
Because the pastor first is secularized.
昨天我在跟有弟兄姊妹在分享的时候
，Yesterday when I was sharing with the brothers and sisters,
他们跟我说以前他们在某一个教会里面，这个有人提到这个观点，然后那牧师听了不高兴。
And some people actually mentioned about what I talked about previously. The pastor was not pleased.
我说我从来都是这样讲。
I said I keep on talking about this kind of principle.
做传道人自己先自己好好的省察是不是跟从这个世界了。
The preacher has to examine himself whether he has been following the world instead of the Lord.
是不是自己先软弱了。
He said because he was weak.
我在神学院读书的时候我们教授就是这么讲的。
And that's how I was taught in the seminary.
这美国的圣徒这些长辈他们非常痛心的说现在这个美国就是还是二十多年快三十年以前啊。他说美国已经是世风日下教会负责任传道人负责任。
And he said that about 30 of this generation has begun the corruption of the preachers.
今天更是这样子。
And today is even worse.
我请问大家。
I'll ask all of us.
今天我们都知道美国这个普世教会光景很差里面充满了很多的罪。
You know that the American churches are full of sins.
但是有多少教会有多少次今天大家会听到说一个教会它真正在执行教会的纪律。
But how many churches we know today actually practice church discipline?
是不是很少越来越少
Is it so few of us that practices church discipline?
那么如果教会很少越来越少执行教会纪律那么就两个可能一个就是什么呢教会里信徒大家都特圣洁。
What are the outcomes of the lack of church discipline? Now, one of them is good that all the people in the church are becoming more holy.
都特遵守规矩。
And everybody abide by the church rule.
如果不是那么另外一个可能就是什么呢就是今天许多的教会在许多情况之下该执行的这个纪律没有执行。
But the other outcome is that the church discipline is totally broken down. Nobody follows the rule of the church.
今天人已经越来越失去对神的一个敬畏的心不怕神。
Today we lost the heart of fear to the Lord.
我们常常去打这样的一个类比你看一个家庭当中啊一个家庭当中的孩子啊。
I'll give you example of the kids in the family.
我问父母你们也不用绝手不用回答你上次管教孩子是什么时候
And we ask the parent, you don't have to answer me, how many times this recently did you discipline your kids?、
小朋友多久没有被管教了
How many times your kid has no longer been disciplined?、
那小朋友很久没有被管教呢也是两种可能
And there are also two possibilities if your kids are not disciplined.
一种呢就是孩子真的很乖
The first one is your kid is so nice.
你看今天咱们一起领圣餐的时候真的感谢神我们的小朋友是不是特别乖
And today when we all partake of the sacrament, you think the
也可能我没有太注意到那我感觉是孩子们都是蛮乖的、
I believe that all the kids are behaving.
确实一家几个孩子那个每个孩子就是不一样啊有的乖一些有的呢淘气一些。
And then the different kids in this each family, some of them are rowdier than others.
但另一方面如果要是我们知道这个孩子不太乖但是已经很久没有被管教了那么就说明这个家庭这个父母的职责有些的缺失。
If you know one of your kids are very rowdy and you have not disciplined him for a long time, you know you have become a bad parent.
如果今天整个的社会都讲一味的大家注意啊一味的就是鼓励肯定不要管教爱中用爱来去感化好了。
If all the parents are talking about encouragement, always, positive enforcement instead of discipline.
这些都是对的都是好的大家要注意。
This is good.
但是如果单单只讲这一面我跟您说肯定不够而且肯定说明今天的社会和家庭出了问题。
But this is insufficient because you have to talk about the other side, discipline.
那么今天的社会和家庭也确实是已经出了很大的问题。
And today there are many problems that appear first from the parents.
就在最近这一两天
And this is the last couple of days.
有一个人跟我联系
And so the person who contacted me.
紧急找住处我也给他发到了我们这个新生的这个群里面
And then I actually pass on this particular example to our WeChat.
他说他隔壁住着一个美国一个年轻人一个成人男的
And he said my neighbor is an American young man.
每天在那里抽烟抽大麻
And every day,
味道非常的呛
He was smoking marijuana and we smelled it.
然后他说我这呛得我根本就睡不着觉。
To make me, I can't sleep because of the smell.
他说我是很客气的去敲他的门跟他说你要抽这些烟呢你就到外面对吧户外你去抽就注意点不要这个影响到邻居。
So I actually kindly knocked on his door and said that you want to smoke marijuana, smoke it in the open air so that your house don't smell that bad.
这中国人说，我实在是每天晚上都失眠啊，太痛苦了。
Because your smell has influenced us, we can't sleep.
然后他说，你知道发生什么事情吗？
You know what happened?
这个年轻人的妈妈，
the mother of this young man,
住在几个 block, 就是几个街区以外的地方，
just a few blocks away,
跑到我家来敲门，来威胁我。
And then she come to knock on our door and to threaten me.
不是替他的儿子道个歉或者是怎么，是来威胁我。
She did not apologize on behalf of her son. She actually threatened me.
这是今天这个社会啊，这是不是颠倒黑白呀？
It's actually changed the black and the white.
在家中，孩子如果从小我们不定下规矩，该管教不管教。
If you don't discipline your kid when they were young,
等到大了就是追悔莫及啊。
And then when he became an adult, you can't do anything anymore.
我也是在这里做一个父亲，我们做父母的也在这儿学功课。
And then you and I are parents, we should learn something.
我们中间也有一些年轻人，包括青少年间一起来敬拜哈。
Some of us are young people, maybe you should learn also.
尤其是个男生，小男生回到家，不管那手机是不是打个 game 啊什么的这些。
Boy who come home with his cell phone.
我的儿子也一样。
My son is just like that.
有一个手机呢，有时候常常在手机上面玩一个这个 game 那 game.
And then he always play electronic games.
后来我就给他定一条规矩。
And then I put in a rule for him.
我说回到家以后。
When he comes home.
像家里不有那个 charging pad， 就是现在无线的充电那个 charging pad。
And then there is a charging pad in my family.
我说你就搁在这个饭厅旁边的这个 charging pad， 一回来你就把手机放在上面。
And every time you come home, you leave your cell phone next to the charging pad.
不是完全不可以用，如果要是你真是说同学找你或有什么事情啊，你就站在这里把它拿起来看一看，看完以后放回去。
And but if you really have to use it, then you take a look at that your cell phone next to the charging pad, but put it back immediately.
哎呀，我感谢神啊。
And I thank God.
我这个儿子还行，他没跟我闹翻天啊。
And my son did not argue with me.
说好，爸爸我听你的。
And he listened to me.
一回到家就放在那里。
And he put his cell phone on the charging pad each time he comes home.
偶尔我看到他又躺在沙发上又开始拿这个手机。
And occasionally I saw him take up the phone when he was sitting on the sofa.
我脸一沉 ，Adrian.
And then I changed my countenance.
赶快把这个电话就放回去。
And he saw my countenance and he put it back.
放回去。
And then he put it back.
要有规矩，要有管教啊。
You should have discipline starting from your own home.
教会也是一样。
And the same thing with the church.
好吧，我们继续往下来看。
Now let's keep on going.
我们来看叫做基督的临在。
And the presence of Christ.
跟后书十三章的第三和第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据，我必不宽容，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。
Sure, since you seek a proof of Christ in me, I know I want to show you that we are not weak, because we are mighty in you.
曾因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。我们也是这样同他软弱，但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you.
保罗在这个地方，他的逻辑是什么呢
？What is his logic here？
他说，我们知道哥林多后书前面不是很多人时常挑战他啊，你不是使徒啊，因为那些假师傅攻击他啊，说保罗这个不好那个不好啊。
So you know the background of Corinth. It said that Paul was a false apostle, being accused of being a false apostle.
保罗说你们竟然挑战我，挑战说我有基督在我里面说话的凭据吗？
And then he was asked, do you have the authority of Christ?
好，保罗说那既然这样问，那我就把你们当基督徒来看待。
So when Paul was asked like this, he say that I'm going to treat you in a Christian perspective, treat you as Christians.
因为只有基督徒才会问这个问题。
But only Christian can ask whether I am an apostle.
好，那既然把你们当基督徒来看待，那就要按照基督的标准。
If I treat you as a Christian, I should go by the standard of Christ.
因为你们身上应该有基督的同在。
Because you should have the presence of Christ.
而基督的同在不是让我们软弱的，因为他是有大能的。
Because your weakness becomes strong because of the power of God.
你说你自己是基督徒吗？
If you say you are Christian.
不要小看这个称号啊。
Don't really despise such a label.
如果你真的说你自己是基督徒，那好，那我们就拿基督徒今天来看待你。
If you say you are Christian, let's figure it out by the power of the cross.
对不对？我说我是基督，你就拿把我当成基督徒，用基督徒的标准来看待我。
And then you should treat me in the Christian standard.
我们里面就应该有这样一个大能，这关键是什么呢？是基督耶稣十字架的大能。
And we should all be under the power of the cross.
你来看哥林多前书第一章十八节呀，这十字架道理在那灭亡的时候愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
First Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved is the power of God.
我和弟兄姊妹说过，这个我吃过一年的军粮，一年的军训啊，在陆军学院。
And I told you that I have been in the army before.
那么呢，在陆军学院的这个周末呀，有的时候很有意思，是怎么样呢？你可以去领牌子，不能随便的领牌子领证，然后可以上街啊，去街上逛半天。
And then in the army academy.You can be excused and to take your kids out to the street on the weekends.
那这个出去上街啊，哦，大家都很愿意的，因为去买点东西啊，逛一逛啊什么的。
And many of those army reserve can go out to the street and to go shopping.
但是你可不要以为啊，离了这个军营，到了街上就可以随便乱来。
But you being an army reserve, you cannot behave differently on the street.
这个我们的这个区队长就跟我们说了。说你们即使是上了街，你要注意，你穿着军装就按军人来对待你。
And then the army cadet captain told us army reserve, even though you live on the street, you should actually behave as an army guy.
在这个大街上有什么呢？有军队的纠察。
And then because they are actually
military police,
military police on the street.
就是我们说叫宪兵啊，有地方叫宪兵。
So military police are patrolling the street.
这是军队的纠察，他们的权力是非常大的。
And they have a lot of authority.
不管你是什么少校、少尉、中校、上校。
If you are colonel, you are lieutenant, assistant correct lieutenant, they have authority over you.
只要是军容不整。
If you have a bad unbuttoned uniform.
违反军纪。
And have been against the army rule.
有损军人的尊严。
And to be irrespectful of the standard of the army.
被军队的纠察抓到绝不宽容。
If you are being arrested by the military police, you will not be forgiven.
所以这个出去的时候，出门的时候有面镜子，先对着照一照，是不是？
So when you get out,
看着怎么样？
You should check yourself whether your military uniform is shape up.
后来有一次还挺有意思的，那时候已经都这个回来到大学继续读书，有一次在北京王府井的大街上面。
And one time, I was excused from the army and went back to university in Wang Fu Jing in Beijing.
那时候当然咱们都已经是平民了，穿便装了。
And I was in fact no longer army reserve, I was just a regular.
我可真的是遇到了这个军队这个纠察宪兵啊。
I actually bumped into a military police.
非常严肃地走到一个，而且还是个军官面前。
And then he was walking very solemnly in front of me.
他们的个儿也真高，这个宪兵个儿都特高啊，
特魁梧。He was a tall guy.
像我这种个矮的是不能去当这个，
so、
不能去当纠察。
Like a giant.
然后就很严肃的啊，不管你是军官是谁，风纪扣系好。
And he talked to me solemnly, said, regardless of whether you are a reservist or army regular, you should check up your uniform.
在这儿就这个地方的这个扣子系好，风纪扣。
And then this actually reminded me.
这是轻的。
This is already a light penalty.
严重的立刻就带走了。
And then if you are being serious, I would have much severe punishment.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们若说我是基督徒。
So brother and sister, you say you are Christian.
当然我们知道我们没有一个人能够真正达到神的那样一个全人圣洁 perfect 标准。
We know you cannot be a perfect Christian.
但是我们不能够不按照这样一个很高的标准来提醒和要求我们自己。
But you should be always requiring yourself to live up to your standard.
既然我们说自己是基督， 的精兵。
If you say that you are Christian soldiers,
那你就不要去有损我们元帅的荣耀。
So do not defame your master.
要记得，基督随时与你我同在。
Because Jesus Christ is with us all the time.
基督也绝对给你我有这样的能力。
And he gave us the power of the cross.
胜过罪恶的引诱。
To overcome the sin that we are tempted with.
战胜我们里面的这个软弱。
And to give us strength to overcome our weakness.
我们看下面第三点叫信仰的凭证。
And then the next one is the proof of faith.
时间的关系，我们就每一段我们就不中文英文都读了。
I will not read the scripture anymore because of time.
那么保罗在这里就讲到什么呢？最关键一点就是我们里面自己要有省察，省察我们到底有没有信心。
The key is to examine ourselves.
自我要好好的有这样一个在主面前省察。
Self-examination all the time.
有的解经家说是这里这几个字实际上都是很重的。一个是自己，大家注意。
And you can see that here, the very important word, the self.
你自己要去好好省察。
To self, to concentrate on yourself.
这个，然后呢，要怎么样？省察还有另外一个词叫弃绝。
So examination, the second one, and then the third one, renunciation.
我有时候我们说，哎呀，圣灵啊，你来检查我心，对不对？当然对，神来检查我们心。
Of course, you want to ask the Holy Spirit to examine you all the time.
你自己要不要检查
？But you should examine yourself.
圣经明明讲，你自己也要好好去检查。
The Bible says you should examine yourself seriously.
然后呢，这个省察还有一个什么试验
？And then the examine also have the meaning of testing yourself.
这个试验大家注意，不是指的说故意把自己摆到试探当中去，然后看看我信心刚强不刚强。
This is testing, not mean that you tempt yourself by putting yourself in a sinful test situation.
我们人里面有这种软弱的时候，你有这种软弱的时候啊。我举个例子，比如说，你说这个现在我体重有点，但是我们弟兄姊妹都没有了。你看有一些美国人确实这个体重，你说我现在呢稍微的这个 on diet 了一点啊，那么你就不要每天坐在你的冰箱前面。
And if you are overweight, then so you should discipline yourself not to sit in front of the refrigerator every day.
那如果要是你说对这些什么色情的东西对你有这个诱惑，你就不要每天还打开那个网站，你看我就闭着眼睛故意不看。
If you are overcome by lust, do not peep at any kind of pornographic website.
你就离它远远的。
You should abstain away from those temptations.
所以这个试验这个省察指的是什么？是你要看你自己在经历打击、经历诱惑、经历攻击的时候，回头看你是不是真正站立得稳。
So self-examination meaning that when you are encountering frustrations and temptations, are you able to stand firm?
当你回过头看，你说我能站立得稳，那感谢神，表明我是真有信心的。
If you can stand firm, then you know you have faith in God.
而即使我软弱跌倒，神要怎么样？要扶持我站起来，因为我知道我不是那可弃绝的人。
Because when you are weak, you are strong, and you are not to be reprobate.
对，要记住这个结骨复原啊！我们是个破网子，但是耶稣能把我这个网子都补好。
And you know that mending the net is the power of God.
前不久咱们蒙恩小组聚会，这个奈娜图老姐妹做一个见证。
A few weeks ago, in the Blessing Fellowship, we have an old lady that shared with us her experience.
我听她的那个见证，我真的很感动。
And I was deeply moved by her testimony.
大家知道她的父亲是中国人，她的妈妈是美国人啊，在上个世纪，在快100年以前了，对不对啊？这个
His father is Chinese. Her mother is American. It's 100 years ago.
在美国啊，这个纽约的啊，这个地铁上面啊，然后两个人就这样的一见钟情。
They met each other in a subway station in New York City.
长话短说，后来他的妈妈嫁给爸爸，就随着爸爸回到中国。
And his American mother followed her Chinese father and went back to China.
非常敬虔的家庭，而且是一个基督教的家庭。
And they were a Christian family.
他的父亲曾经做过上海圣约翰大学的校长。
And her father was the principal of St. John University in Shanghai.
做过这个中国基督教青年会的总干事。
And he was a YMCA, Chinese YMCA executive.
虽然我们知道这个基督教青年会在像吴耀宗啊、丁光训啊这么宣扬这种新派神学是不新派的。
And although we know that the Chinese YMCA was liberal.
但是奈娜老姊妹她的父亲是一个真正的信靠神的人。
But Naina's father was a true Christian.
她的爸爸后来这个当然我们知道中国这个变天以后那这种的身份那肯定是要受逼迫的会关进去抓进去了。
And then his father was arrested in the Cultural Revolution.
那些人逼着他父亲要否认信仰。
And he was forced to renounce his faith.
那这是要为主受多大的苦啊他说他父亲说就一点你让我做别的可以就一点我绝不否认我的主。
He's persecuted, he said, you can make me do anything else, but I cannot forsake my faith.
那这是他父亲后来这个写的这个回忆当中奈娜读到他说对他有很大的提醒。
And this is a testimony that his father wrote down that has a deep impact on her.
因为他说那时候他还年轻啊在国内读这个大学的时候那么都要控诉嘛。
She was young and her father was purged in China.
啊那么呢他就去控诉有一个带他去王明道教会的一个基督徒的同学。
And then there was a one of his her comrade that went to Wang Mingdao's assembly.
这多年以后特别是当他看到他父亲啊为了主宁可受苦受逼迫也不否认主这个见证他自己在主面前有很深的悔改。
And then she was moved by her dad's not yielding to persecution without admitting that he's a Christian. And she was deeply moved.
那他就被神来重建恢复他就要去找那一位当年被他去控诉那个同学向那个同学去道歉。
And she was moved by that and she wanted to seek out that person who purged her, who went to Wang Mingdao's assembly.
所以弟兄姊妹这就是我们信仰的一个凭证。我们即使软弱即使跌倒我们知道我们不是可弃绝的人我们的神要扶持我们要重建 restore.
So you know that you and I are not the reprobate.Like Nina's father, who never wanted to deny his faith.
好，最后我们来看这样一个盼望的一个祷告。
And now we will look at the last top topic, which is prayer of hope.
保罗说：“我求神叫你们一件恶事都不做。”
And Paul said that I pray that you will not do any evil act.
这是保罗满怀盼望的一个祷告啊。
And this is a prayer of hope.
求神叫你们一件恶事都不做，那真的是 be perfect， 是不是这样的
？And to pray that you will not commit any sinful act.
我们靠自己谁都做得到啊
？And how can we not sin by yourself？
我们都做不到。
We cannot do that.
但是我们可以不可以说这个标准太严苛了
？And we said that this is a standard too high for me.
你看看刘备，刘备不是基督徒啊？
And you talk about a Chinese general, Liu Bei.
给他的儿子这是这个东汉末年这是中国差不多也快两千年以前了一千多年以前的这个事情。
And that's 2000 years ago, this is a Chinese story.
那么这个刘备给他的儿子就有这么一句的遗言。
And then Liu Bei was giving to his son such a wise word.
勿以恶小而为之勿以善小而不为。
Don't do even a small bad deed.Don't skip even a small good deed.
哪怕是小小的一点我们觉得好像这个是 OK, no, 不要去做。
Don't do even a small bad deed.
而一个本来是很小一件事情我们应该做如果是做了有时候你想不到你可能会为主就在做一个不经意当中做个见证。
Don't skip even a small good deed.
我有一次遇到这么一件事情。
And then I know that there's a story.
我到这个我们这边有一个连锁的小的这个超市叫奥迪大家知道吧奥迪。
奥迪 there's a store that we always shop at.
每个店都不是很大但是呢买东西比较便宜也比较有效。
cheap groceries.
那我就去那个奥迪买东西。
And then I went to shop.
它那边的特点是什么呢就是插一个两毛五的一个硬币然后就推个车子就进去。
And then you have to put 25 cents in a shopping cart to get to buy it.
等到这个柜台算账的时候呢就是怎么样啊就是你用前面那个人的车子。
And then when you are shopping, you are checking out, you use the car from another customer.
哎，就是你把你的车推到这儿，然后人家就开始往你的车里去放下一个人算账的东西。哎，你的东西呢放在前面一个人车子里，你推那个车走。
So your grocery would be put in another person's car, and your car is being used by somebody else.
那天呢，我进去去买东西。
And one day I went there to shop.
在门口又拿这个就是什么广告，它不是都有一个广告？
And there was an advertisement in the store.
然后呢，还有那个就是消毒那个纸巾，可以擦一擦推着这个车子这个扶手。
And there was a sanitary wipe. I can wipe the disinfect the cart.
所以呢，这个车子里除了我买的这些的货呢，还有就是这样一些的这个杂物 trash.
And then there was other stuff advertised on the paper than what I need.
那么在这算账的时候，因为人家已经开始往前我前面的人的车子里面放我的东西给我算账了啊，我呢就要把我这个车子要交给这个售货员了。
And there are people who were being checked out with my card, and then I was putting myself in the previous car.
我就从我这个空车里顺手就把这些 trash 我就拿出来。
And then I just took something out from my own car.
然后我就问这个售货员说那个垃圾桶在哪里，然后他把垃圾桶走，我就把我这 trash 就扔到垃圾桶。
This is some trash, I want to throw the trash away into the trash can.
其实本身就是举手之劳，你不希望给后面一个人说拿了一个这个乱七八糟的东西在里面的这么一个车子。
Because I want to make my car clean for the next customer.
谁拿了一个车子里面这些脏东西都不太喜欢。
Of course, whoever pick up your car that's not clean, it's not good.
那我正在就扔这些trash的时候，我就听在后面有人在喊我说牧师。
And then when I was throwing away the trash, somebody called my name, Pastor Fong.
我一看后面排队的有一个人呢，是好久，因为我们打羽毛球的这个群里面有一位这个女士，她不信主，跟她传过福音，跟她父亲传过福音啊，好久没见了。
And then it was turned out to be a lady that were in my badminton club. She's not a believer. I have a witness to her father.
然后呢就对我满面笑容的。
And she smiled at me.
哎呀，我当时立刻我说还好啊。
He said, Pastor Fong, I said, I'm fine.
还好我收拾一下我这个车子里面这些脏东西。
And then I was taking care of the trash in my car.
人家不信主认识你，人家都在后面盯着你看呢。
You know that somebody who doesn't know you will always watch you.
但是同时我想到这件事情，我这心里也有点流冷汗。
And then when I remind myself of something,
有多少次，其实我在这件事情、那件事情上面很多的亏欠。
And you know that we have been not living up to our Christian standard in many places.
你在路上开车的时候
，When you are driving on the street,
有时候我们开车开的不好的时候，你有没有想到，不是，如果要是这个人被我开印的这个人，如果是教会弟兄姊妹，或者我跟他传过福音的慕道友，我就惨了，是不是
？If you are speeding or passing a stoplight, do you want to be seen by a person who is your congregation or somebody who is non-believers that know you?
有多少时候人家好像看不见，但是我们知道这件小事那件小事，我是满怀着亏欠。
You know that even though there are small things in your life, you cannot ignore it.
好，下面有一个故事没有时间再讲了，我们继续往下来看。
There's a story that I don't have time to talk about.
保罗这样一个盼望的祷告。
So the prayer of hope.
他后面却有这么一部分的祷告很有意思。
And then there is a meaningful prayer at the back.
他说不是显明我们是蒙悦纳的。
It is not to show that we are so good.
任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。
And then we are not destined for destruction.
为什么保罗会这样祷告呢？
Why did Paul pray like that?
我要来你们中间，来要严严的来审问。
I want to come and then to be a judge.
那么当我严格要求的时候，
When I demand a lot from you,
你知道吗？你会被人攻击。
You know you will be attacked.
诽谤
，and you will be defamed，
弃绝
，and to be a reprobate。
保罗说：“我自己即使经历这些
，and actually I have experienced it personally，
也愿信徒得益处
，and I want to everybody to learn from it，
也愿信徒被修复完全
，and then we want to restore everybody to perfection。
大家都你好我好
And everybody say good things to each other.
是不是啊？哎，都这个和和稀泥。
And then we just pat each other on the back.
哎，都息事宁人。
And try to just calm down everything.
哎，这个不要去计较这些的事情了。
Don't care about small things.
教会的纪律也不重要。
Don't worry about church discipline.
只要合一就好了。
And all we want is just to be united.
对于保罗来说，如果保罗在这样的标准上面往下降一降，我相信他会过得很好。
And if Paul was like that, then Paul would not have too many problems.
但是保罗在这里说，宁可不息事宁人。
And but Paul said that I do not want to be keeping the peace of the congregation.
希望你们做完全人。
I want you to be amended, restore perfection.
是的，我们都不完全。
I know we are all imperfect.
但是我们的主会让我们得完全。
But our Lord can make us perfect.
您知道，做一个大手术，开膛开颅的这种手术啊，它的环境得是无菌的，对不对？非常干净的，
you know,
我们很多人在医院里面工作。
When you know that when you are operated on in a operation room, the hospital should be ultra clean.
成为精兵，要在严格的环境当中来训练。
And if you are a Christian soldier, you should be highly disciplined.
一丝不苟。
And then you cannot be ignoring small things.
而成为完全人。他这个修补的要求是特别的高。
To be mended, restore perfection, you have a high requirement.
很多时候似乎是费力不讨好。
And something is something that you cannot please everybody.
那这里的关键，一句话叫做舍己的爱。
And the key to this is the love of self, denial.
保罗说，这权柄原是为造就人，不是为败坏人。
He said the authority given to me is to education, not for destruction.
我们做的就是扶助真理。
We want to restore the truth.
哪怕是自己被弃绝，只要人被造就。
Even though I would be forsaken, I want people to be built up.
那么也是值得的。
And it's still worth it.
好，我们来看使徒的计划，关键是一颗敬畏的心。
So we should have a prayer of hope.
基督的临在，关键是十架的大能。
And then the Spirit of Christ is helpful for us even it is difficult.
信仰的凭证，关键是有没有自我的省察。
And then the self-examination is the proof of faith.
而盼望的祷告，就是有没有一颗舍己的爱。
The prayer of hope is the love of self-denial.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，感谢您。
Lord, we give you thanks.
为着使徒保罗对主的忠心。
For the faithfulness of the Apostle Paul.
无私的。
And he was selfless.
舍命的。
He was giving up his life.
舍得一身剐的这样的一个爱。
And then he wanted to sacrifice himself for all.
向主献上祷告。
We praise you for that.
和感恩。
And thank you for that.
因为主耶稣基督，这正是您的榜样。
Because he was emulating Jesus Christ.
您要我们完全像天父完全一样。
And he wants us to be perfect just like the Heavenly Father.
我们都是有何等的亏欠。
We are all deficient.
主，但是您为我们身体破碎，您为我们来付上了罪的赎价。
And you have broken for us, you have fulfilled the requirement of the justification for us in God.
你的命被舍了。
And you have given up your life.
我们被修复得完全。
And we have been restored to perfection.
求神保守您的众儿女。
And keep us all within your love in children of God.
让我们在这个黑暗的时代当中。
So that we can live in this crooked and perverted generation.
来立志做完全人。
And to become perfect as you are perfect.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 非常感谢，我们谢谢牧师的正道。 我们真的是求圣父圣子圣灵加添我们的力量，让我们都做完全的人，在主里面得胜。我们接下来呢，接下来是诗歌回应和奉献的时间。我们知道呢，这个奉献是每个基督徒的义务，献的心甘乐意是神所悦纳的。如果这个大家身体条件合适的话，我们一起起立来唱诵回应诗歌，然后请负责奉献的弟兄上来举奉献带。谢谢大家。好，我们接下来的回应诗歌还是谷中百合花。